Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we get to visit with Wayne Graves. Born and raised in Longview, he's got a wonderful perspective on the days when Longview had a professional baseball team and the great memories he has of meeting the players and getting to know them through the East Texas Professional Baseball League, particularly as it relates to Stamper Park.
And they played football here on at Lobo Stadium, which was down at the end of Nelson Street at that time. When I was in high school, that's where the main football stadium was. And I remember as a child going out there because Longview had actually had a professional baseball team at the time. And we went to, my dad would take me out to the ball game, and we would became very familiar with all the players. And many of those players stayed here after the baseball team folded. Many of those players became residents of Longview, and just recently the Pig Trail Inn burned right up here in downtown Longview, and Johnny Galeri had been an owner of the original Pig Trail Inn, which was down on the corner of Nelson and Green Street, and he had stayed here as a result of being a shortstop for that professional team. So several of them did. Dixie Parsons had stayed here and founded a Gulf Service Station, ran a Gulf Service Station for many years. One of them stayed and had a liquor store. And so baseball was very popular because, you know, we didn't have, Kilgore had a team, and they called it the East Texas Professional Baseball League. And there were several professional teams, and that's the first place I ever paid a dime for a Coke was at the baseball park, and it was out at the what is now Stamper Park, I think, but back then it was called the City Park, and that was where probably the only swimming pool in Longview was in that City Park, and it was a huge park at that time, and the schools even had picnics and end of school parties. That's where they went, was at that city park.